Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 7th of June 2011. All the technology news from a fantastic technology day, finally, that happened yesterday. Oh. So RSA Security has finally given in and announced that it definitely had a bit of a problem. All 40 million of its secure ID tokens could be compromised after Lockheed Martin revealed that it had a hack attempt that went through the RSA system last month. It seems that RSA are on the case, and yes, there is something to answer to, and they're going to look into it. But if you've got one of their tags, you might not be as secure as you think. Microsoft had its event at E3 yesterday, and of course it was absolutely fantastic. The top moments were that Halo 4 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 are definitely coming out. Gears of War 3 is definitely there too, and there's a brand new Xbox experience. Voice control for online video and YouTube and Microsoft search engine Bing's all included. And also, Kinect went ballistic. Kinect has got more compatibility with lots and lots of other people, and also Kinect has got Fun Labs, which is taking the lid off development of it. One of the things that Microsoft could have done was to have crimped all of the people that have taken Kinect and used it for a million different things, and they haven't. So credit to them. Well done, Microsoft. One of the best gadgets that came out yesterday was the wireless speed wheel from Microsoft. It's $60 and it's going to be out in October, and it looks fantastic. It's going to be wireless and it's going to be a wheel. Cool. Sony also had its event, and it released the Sony PlayStation Vita. It's $249 for the Wi-Fi version and $299 for the 3G version. It's going to replace the PSP, which had apparently 70 million sales worldwide. So the Nintendo 3DS hasn't had it all its own way. And Sony also released a 3D monitor and 3D glasses bundle. It was $500, and it looked kind of nice, but do you really want glasses, and do you really want a specialist monitor that's that expensive when you can buy other 3D monitors that are cheaper? And WWDC, of course, started off yesterday with a keynote from Steve Jobs and all the gang down at Apple. And they revealed some figures right at the start that were quite surprising. 60 million Apple computers are in use across the world at the moment, and Apple owns 3/4 of the total netbook market. So it makes perfect sense that you're probably going to be using Lion on a trackpad, and that's where they've gone for. They've got multi-touch gestures everywhere. It looks exactly like iOS, and there's lots and lots of full-screen applications that are going to run with multiple touch gestures, and it could be like a brand new language that you're going to have to learn. They've got Expose and Spaces, and they've shoved them together into a thing called Mission Control, which is just a multi-touch swipe thing. Dashboard's still there, and there's some really naff features to go along with the cameras. Launchpad also means that applications are going to download onto your computer from the cloud, and of course it's got its deep freeze, so your application won't have to close, it'll just sit there in the background sapping no CPU speed whatsoever. It's got autosave as well, and it saves all of your deltas in versions so that you can go back and look at what you changed and when you changed it. It does look very, very good in that respect. There's also a Time Machine kind of interface that's going to go back through your documents, and they've got AirDrop, which means if someone's in the local area and they're on your Wi-Fi, then you can drag stuff and drop it over to their Dropbox, just like you used to be able to do anyway in the public folders. But at least they've given it a name now, eh? Mail had a stunning overhaul. The turd that is Mail has got a brand new page layout, and that's it. iCal's got a new skin, and no one said anything at all about address book, the three things on Apple's market that absolutely need to be dealt with. And finally, Lion is going to be a 4GB download that you're going to get through the App Store, and the App Store only. If you've got no App Store, you ain't getting Lion at all. You'll also be able to get Server for $50 through a download as well. As pricing for the UK, no one knows, but pricing in the US is $29, so fully expect it to be £29, eh? It'll come in July. Oh. And then the big news came out. Scott Forstall stood up and said iOS 5 is on the way to 200 million users. Big things that are coming in iOS 5 are that the notification center is not going to be as persistent. You'll be able to switch your phone off, so when you're playing a game, you can't be disturbed if that's what you want to do. And also, there's a newsstand facility. So all the magazines that you know and love that you don't read on your iPad, you still want the hard copy, you'll be able to ignore them in a whole new interface. And Instapaper has probably disappeared thanks to the fact that you can take any of the pages that you're looking at, put them into tab browsing and come back to them later whenever you want. Oh dear. There's also a lists integration feature which looks really, really good. And the camera took on a whole new lease of life. The iPhone 4 is the second most popular camera for submission to Flickr. And you're going to get the plus button acting as a shutter button. I hope they sort Camera Plus out for that because they bloody should. There'll also be auto exposure and autofocus lock. And also there's going to be pinch to zoom. It's going to be digital zoom, I would have thought, though, so we'll have to wait and see how good that is. And you can edit your photos on there as well. I wonder if they're going to sort Adobe out too. Don't think so. There's lots of changes to messaging. One most notably is that there's iMessage, and iMessage follows the BBM kind of system for BlackBerry. That means that anyone that's on iOS can get a message from you on any platform at all. And also, this is the best thing of all, there's going to be complete wireless syncing. So if you're on the Wi-Fi, you'll be able to sync your iOS device back to your computer without having to plug it into a dock. Isn't that wonderful? And then came the big news. Uncle Steve stood back up and launched iCloud. iCloud was all about everything, everywhere, all the time. It wasn't just music like people thought. It's actually a completely integrated service. So anything that you do on your iOS device, it will be spread amongst all of the other iOS devices you've got instantly. It's going to go back to your desktop. It's going to go to your iPod Touch, your iPhone, or your iPad, no matter which one you change. Mobile Me is going to cease to exist. It never really existed anyway, but Steve did say it wasn't our finest hour. And the minute that you change a contact, it will get changed everywhere. The minute that you change your diary, it will get changed everywhere. It is a fantastic service and it's going to be free. And finally, iTunes went into the cloud as well. As it means that you're going to get all of your music everywhere all the time. If you've bought anything from the iTunes store, it'll automatically be downloadable to your iOS device and will run absolutely seamlessly, including Apple TV. And the best bit was safe till last. If you've already got some stuff that you've purchased, of course, or ripped from your own CDs, they've got a piece of software that's coming out in the fall, and it's going to look through your computer, find all the music that you've got, and for just £25, it's going to do iTunes Match, which means that it's going to take everything you've got, and it's going to update it in the cloud to give you 256 kilobit AAC copies that you can download wherever you go. Oh, thank you very much, Apple. And finally, CERN has trapped antimatter for long enough to make it sound like angels and demons. Previously, they've managed 200 milliseconds, but now they've managed 15 minutes. So they've been keeping anti-hydrogen alive in a thing before it annihilated. They're looking to do a bit more and store a bit more, and then someone will steal it, and then they'll take it to the Vatican, and chaos will ensue. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll might be back again tomorrow, depending on how much news there is. We'll have to wait and see. Failing that, we're definitely back on Friday and we'll have all of the usual shows. Don't forget, big show on Thursday night as well at 9:30 p.m. here in the UK. And we'll see you then. Have a good day and thanks for listening.